What differentiates those who make it through these first 2 months, known as BEAST, from those who do not? As part of the admissions process, each student is given a whole candidate score, which factors in SAT or ACT scores, high school rank, evaluations of leadership potential, and physical fitness. Unfortunately, historically, this score did not reliably identify who would remain at West Point after the first 2 months. Duckworth began her investigation into a more accurate potential measurement system by speaking with military psychologist Mike Matthews. His experience inclined him to believe that what made the difference for those who made it through was a never give up attitude. Top professionals in other fields. Other professionals at the tops of their fields were investigated to determine traits that made them successful. While there were some differences between fields, the primary similarity between all high achievers was that they never gave up, even after failure. The professions studied were in fields such as business and the arts. Of course, other success factors, such as a desire to take financial risks for business people and a desire to create for artists, were present. However, the theme the successful professionals shared was that they knew not to give up, even after failure. It was observed that they were able to both rebound and to continue to work hard after suffering a setback or failure. These individuals also had a passion for what they pursued. It was what they knew they wanted to do. This package of passion and endurance was what singled out the high achievers. Duckworth defined this trait more specifically as having grit, a combination of passion and perseverance. Measuring grit, the grit scale. In order to measure such a factor, a grit scale was developed based on Duckworth's studies. There is a series of questions based equally on the components of grit, perseverance, and passion. This results in a grit scale score, which is a measure of the extent to which you approach life with grit. Grit scale in use, West Point and beyond. Duckworth then explained several studies in which the grit scale was used to show that success is related to grit. At West Point, for instance, it was discovered that talent and grit were not necessarily related. Talent was what earned admittance to West Point, and grit was what determined success at West Point. Similarly, she found that in sales positions, grit could be used as a predictor of who was to stay with the position. Grit also correlated to high school graduation and was a predictor of who continued with a formal education after earning a 4-year degree. She very aptly concluded the chapter by stating that just because someone has aptitude does not mean they will succeed. Even with aptitude, a person must develop and utilize their talents in order to achieve success. Chapter 2, Distracted by Talent. Chapter 2 explores the important concept of distracted by talent. In this chapter, you learn that talent is not necessarily the most important factor in achievement. There is more to achievement than talent. Duckworth first began to notice that talent did not guarantee a student's success when she was a teacher. She highlighted the case of a student who did not perform as well on his aptitude test as his in-class performance indicated he should. This student had put a great deal of effort into his learning and was able to excel in the classroom beyond what his aptitude test showed he should. At a second school where Duckworth taught, she confirmed that effort and work ethic mattered in addition to talent. What makes some people succeed while others fail? Duckworth explores the history of the study of success by psychologists, including Charles Darwin's half-cousin, Francis Galton. Darwin himself believed that passion and hard work were more important than a person's talent. In the early 1900s, another psychologist, William James of Harvard,